Fort Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Gunfire at Chiefs rally. I'm Michelle Franzen. At least one person is dead and up to 15 others injured following a shooting in Kansas City at the Chiefs Super Bowl victory celebration. One fan described the chaos when the shooting began.
All of a sudden, people started crushing forward. Everybody started running. There was screaming. We didn't know what was happening, but this day and age when people run, you run. And so I put my arms around her and we tried to push through so people wouldn't run on top of us. And there was a woman crying, saying something about somebody had been shot.
Police say two people are in custody. ABC's Aaron Katursky says federal agencies are also assisting in the investigation.
One of the key questions will be, was this somehow due to an agenda, a political or social agenda, or was this the result of some kind of criminal activity? And that may be where police are leaning at this point, but they haven't said for sure.
Authorities estimate 800,000 people turned out for the Chiefs' victory rally. This is ABC News. Sales of electric vehicles have been slowing down in recent months, but some new data indicates the market is still growing.
Global EV sales were up nearly 70% last month when compared to the same time last year. That's according to a new report from market research firm RowMotion, which found for the U.S. and Canadian markets sales up 41% over January 2023. But in the shorter term, the picture is different. EV sales declined between December 2023 and January 2024 by 14%. It comes as Ford scales back EV production and General Motors reinvests in hybrid powertrains. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
In Tokyo, activists handing out chocolates for Valentine's Day. They're marking the fifth anniversary of the launch of a legal battle to achieve marriage equality for same-sex couples. Japan is the only member of the group of seven nations that does not allow same-sex couples to legally marry and receive spousal benefits. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are handing Governor Evers his own legislative map's proposal to sign into law. Evers' map's bill passed the state legislature yesterday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Today is the end of a long, expensive journey for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We don't need to have this lawsuit continue. We actually get to, by voting yes, say that we now stop.
If Evers signs the maps into law, it would effectively end the maps case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Absentee ballot envelopes that include a house number and street name will be accepted this year, even if they're missing a city, state, or zip code. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the word to local election clerks on Friday after a Dane County judge's ruling last month. The judge said the old rules were inconsistent. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State 62-54. Stephen Crawl, A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler 78-72. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. The Bucks losing again, this time at home against the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more, the second since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. Baseball in Arizona. Some teams reporting on this Valentine's Day. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, has pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. After Freddy Peralta, who else has left?
We lost Burns and Woodruff and Wade Miley, the cagey veteran. This guy's real comfortable out in that circle, and he impacts other people. I think we're going to be competitive.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Shirley Jean Hughes passed away at the age of 87 on Thursday, February 8th at Woodville, Wisconsin. She is survived by her children, Deborah Handy of Pullman, Washington, by Linda Barine of Surprise, Arizona, by Ronald Hughes of Fort Worth, Texas, and by Sandra Bradley of Nashville, Tennessee. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial to be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 15th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation will begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the time of the Mass at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley Jean Hughes, age 87. David Kenneth Shaw, age 76, Park Falls, died on Saturday, February 10th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his four children, Lucas Francois, Sarah Schaff, Dustin Shaw, and Cammie Lucy, by his loving partner, Mary Rush, by eight grandchildren, and by two brothers, Dennis Shaw and Dan Fellen, by three sisters, Glory Tharp, Ginger Brudos, and Gail Jenrich, by his special nephew, Dwayne and Ken Shaw, and great nieces and nephews, Derek, Mariah, and Michaela, and many other nieces and nephews. Funeral services to be held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Friday, February 16th at 12 noon. Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion will follow the service. A visitation will be held at church on Friday from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David Kenneth Shaw, age 76, Park Falls. Joan Lavacek, 83, of Phillips, passed away on February 10th at Aspirus Care and Rehab Center in Medford. She is survived by her husband, Joe, by her sons, Michael, Stephen, and Jamie, by her grandchildren, and by her great-grandson. Further survived by her brothers, Donald Osau and Jim Osau, and sister, Shirley Longenhagen, and by many nieces and nephews. There will be a memorial service 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 24th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Visitation will begin 2 hours prior to the service. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Lavacek, 83, of Phillips. Linda Marie Smart, loving wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, Nana, sister, and friend, went to be with her Lord and Savior on February 8th after a 10-year courageous fight against breast cancer. She is survived by her husband, Butch, by her daughters, Lisa Missbauer, Lori McEwen, and Amy Marino. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren. A private family ceremony is being planned. This has been the funeral notice for Linda Marie Smart. George H. Radlinger, age 72, Butternut, passed away peacefully on Saturday, February 10th, in the presence of his wife, family, and Moments Hospice Care. He is survived by his loving wife, Pat, of Butternut, by two children, Joy Hunter of Park Falls, and Stephen Radlinger of Rio. Survived also by two grandchildren, by his sister, Mary Davis of New London, and by numerous in-laws, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial mass at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut will be announced and held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for George H. Radlinger, age 72, Butternut. There will be a celebration of life held for Lark Eckerd this Saturday, February 17th, at Comfort Cove from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A luncheon will be provided. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for me, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with snow showers and a low near 20, an inch or two by dawn. Then we'll look for a clearing sky for the afternoon Thursday, but a little breezy, highs in the mid-20s. A few flurries possible again on Friday, high only upper teens. It's 39 right now.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
New country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have any future anymore. But then we got history.
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. Black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart.
Yeah. 98QCountry.com.
It was always hotter than the grease. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. The cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night said had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
Mamaw's House. Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen there here on 98Q Country. The American Red Cross urgently appeals for blood and platelet donations this month to bolster the national blood supply in the face of bad weather. Book appointments at redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. All blood types, especially type O, and platelet donors are crucial. February's weather may disrupt blood drives, increasing the need for donations, like has already happened twice this year alone. Schedule your donation now at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Donators in February receive a $20 Amazon gift card. Details can be found at redcrossblood.org/heart. That's redcrossblood.org/heart. And while you're donating, keep tuned to 98Q Country. Jason Aldean's Trouble with a Heartbreak will make the start of a three in a row that will finish with Little Big Town and Jackson Dean after this on 98Q Country.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Hold up. Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
The trouble with a heartbreak.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Gonna break it,
'cause I'm feeling a charm.
there easy as long as you keep me just square in the middle of your arms.
Jackson Dean's Fearless here on 98.3 FM. The Hot Sheet's got an update today. The town of Lake will be hosting a special town hall meeting to discuss the possible sale or lease of 37 acres located on West Buckhorn Road to a local nonprofit organization, which will provide a recreational outlet to benefit the youth of Park Falls and the surrounding areas with a trap/skeet range. This meeting will be held at 6 p.m. on Thursday, February 29th. At the town hall located W8095 County Road E in Park Falls. All are encouraged to attend. We'll be releasing a little bit more information as that event grows closer. For now, as it currently sits, a little over 2 weeks away, Thursday after next, at the town hall on County Road E in Park Falls, the town of Lake will be hosting a meeting to discuss the possible sale or lease of 37 acres for a trap and skeet range for area youth. Sounds like a fun time. Better go attend, better go have the talk, better go figure it out. Better stay tuned to 98Q in the meantime. Sam Hunt's 23, Midland with Burnout and Kane Brown. I Can Feel It will make a three in a row coming up next here on 98Q Country.
The Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
Smart Construction of Kennan does all residential and commercial construction and is a proud supporter and sponsor of the Logger United Sports Booster Club.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with snow showers and a low near 20. An inch or two by dawn. Then we'll look for a clearing sky for the afternoon Thursday, but a little breezy. Highs in the mid-20s. A few flurries possible again on Friday. High only upper teens. It's 39 right now.
Check this out. This is the best part.
I love the music.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Here's your present.
98Q Country.
Cut it shorter. You'll always have long blonde hair.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Watching cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out. Oh, so on fire for you, it hurts. I am. That's the cigarette can burn out. Just watching rivers run down the side. Like it's crying my tears. Had the world on a string, then I lost everything. And that's how I wound up here, watching cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out. There's nothing left but ending glasses now. It's all flashes now.
Feel it. You got everybody looking.
I Can Feel It to finish off three in a row. Started with Sam Hunt and Midland here on 98Q Country. And if you haven't already downloaded the Civic Media app, well, now would be a great time to do so. Please pull up your phone, open the App Store or the Google Play Store, and download the Civic Media app for free right now. Why? Because if you're a Shopping Show listener, you could just pull that app up, hit a button, and call us without even having to know the phone number. Which is great because Austin and I, and sometimes Big G, depending on who's doing the Shopping Show, will certainly forget to read you that phone number frequently enough to be useful. So you can do our job for us just by downloading the free Civic Media app. In all seriousness, though, there's a lot of awesome content over there beyond just what you can get on 98Q Country. You can tune into the entire Civic Media network of 20 stations. Most of them are some pretty awesome talk content with a lot of relevant news or statewide news that doesn't feel relevant made relevant. That's what Civic Media really does well. Go check it out on the free Civic Media app today. In the meantime, or perhaps when you're finished scrolling through the app, you can land right back down on 98Q Country, and you'll tune in to me dropping another three in a row, starting with Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker's When the Sun Goes Down, after a weather update here on 98Q Country.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Towing in Hayward takes this special time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for freedom around the world. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and our letters from home. Their efforts will keep America strong. This message coming to you from Gary, his family, and all the staff of Roadrunner Towing in Hayward. Serving our area with quality and pride. For 24-hour a day on and off-road towing, call 634-3429. That's 634-3429 for Roadrunner Towing.
Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving the area since 1953. Check them out online at northwoodcu.com for the latest up-to-date products and services offered to your entire family. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with snow showers and a low near 20, an inch or two by dawn. Then we'll look for a clearing sky for the afternoon Thursday, but a little breezy, highs in the mid-20s. A few flurries possible again on Friday, high only upper teens. Currently it's 37.
Come and listen!
What does Valentine's Day mean to you?
It gives me acid reflux. That's what it means.
Happy Valentine's Day.
98Q Country.